You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 22 and verse 46. I read, "Then he said to them, 'Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation.'" Did you know that there were specific prayer points that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples? And without intimacy with Jesus, there will be no way for which we will have come to know those prayer points. There was no way the disciples would have known those prayer points if they had not been intimate with Jesus. You cannot pray effectively and correctly without intimacy with Jesus. The key to prayer is to abide in Jesus Christ. It's not a formula. It's not about praying for 10 hours. It's not about shouting. It's not about rolling on the floor. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye will ask what ye will, and it shall be granted unto you." The key there is abiding in Christ. So many people don't want to abide in Christ, but they want their prayers answered. It is not possible. It is simply not going to work. Unfortunately, many preachers will not point you to abiding in Christ, but will keep giving you impression that they can make your prayer to be answered. Rather than them to teach you about Jesus and how you can abide in Christ and his words abide in you, they will ask you to write prayer points. They may burn it to give you an impression that, oh, he's going to heaven. Or they may be rolling on it, or they may lay hands on it, as if, oh, that is what will make your prayer to be answered. I tell you the truth, it's all foolishness. Except you abide in Christ and his word abides in you, your prayer is going nowhere. Now here the disciples were with Jesus. He came and he said, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." How would they have known that the prayer they were to pray that day was that they should not enter into temptation? It was Jesus that revealed it to them because they were with him. Otherwise, they may be praying for a car, they may be praying for a house, for a job, for marriage, and so on. Yet, the real prayer for that day should be that they should not enter into temptation. Temptation, there are two types of temptation. There are satanic temptation, and there are temptations of the flesh. When you are tempted because of your lust, that's the temptation of the flesh. Now that you can repent and get your life right with God. But you see, when you are tempted by Satan, that is because you are actually living right. That's not because of a sin. Jesus was led to be tempted. And Jesus is asking us to pray lest we enter into temptation. Don't joke with this prayer point. Pray it. Pray it. There are seasons of temptation that Satan orchestrates for people's life. And none of us in ourselves is strong enough to go through it. The best thing is that it should not happen to us. And so that's why Jesus said we should pray. If he said we should pray, it means that our prayer will do valiantly in helping us, either to keep us away completely from it or to help us to overcome whatever comes our way. But brethren, don't joke with this. You see, when you enter into that season, it's not about what you are doing wrong or what you are doing right. What was Job doing wrong? But he entered into that season and everything just started going wrong. From one problem to the next problem, from one problem to the next problem. And the whole goal of all of that was for him to break faith with God. Was for him to abuse God, to curse God, so that Satan can be justified. That was the whole goal. See, Jesus is saying it is better you don't go through that. So pray lest you enter into temptation. And you have to pray this prayer yourself. It's not a prayer your man of God will pray for you. Jesus said, "You rise up and pray, lest you enter into temptation." Amen. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can listen to this podcast on our web. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.